أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. امين امين يا رب العالمين. اللهم الهمنا وسددنا، اللهم الهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم ارزقنا البركه والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من المباركين، واجعلنا من المقبولين، وارزقنا الحكمة والبصيرة والهدى والتقى والعفة والعفاف والغنى. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، the brother who recites Quran, he recites the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman. Who give me the another name of Surah Ar-Rahman, and here's a gift. Surah Ar-Rahman has another name. What is another name? Anybody know? If you know, you get a gift. Beautiful gift. Yes. Eh? What is the qalb of the Quran?
Yasin.
Yasin. Because this can be a message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a gift. Every time I go any place, I do not prepare anything. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me and benefit you. Because He's the only one who knows what is good for us. He's the wise, we're not the wise. How many of us seeking Allah wisdom? How many of us is a habit seeking Allah basira? What is basira? The translation is vision. I call it the infrared information system by the satellite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Direct. The one it allows you to see what other cannot see. Comprehend what other cannot comprehend. Do we ask Allah for wisdom? Do we ask Allah for basira? Do we ask Allah for nur? Do we ask Allah for comprehending? Okay, another question. How many times Iraq has been destroyed in history? Anybody know? Get a gift. This is a very basic one. Okay, if you understand basic what he recite, Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah said, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. If you try to translate it, it will not make sense. Read it. Because Ar-Rahman, Allah, علم القرآن, teach you Quran. خلق الإنسان, He created mankind. Which one is first? Teach you Quran or create you first? By this way, the sequence of Surah Ar-Rahman has a benefit. Unbelievable benefit. It's not the benefit of the sequence of time. Let me give you the answer, and I get a gift from Allah, inshaAllah. It's called Surah Al-Ala. Surah Al-Ala, meaning the Ni'am. And the sequence in Surah Ar-Rahman is a sequence of the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the highest gift is what? Ar-Rahman. What is the second gift? Allama al-Quran. Because it's highest. Because if you are a human being and you do not know Quran, and you're not living in the Quran, you're not really elevated. You're disgraced. Here's the topic is marriage. And the brother gave me some outline. What is the major topic of today? How to choose a spouse? What to look for in a spouse? Culture and difference. The rights of wife, right of husband. How to lead or have a success marriage. Ideal Islamic parents. How youth in college should prepare for it. Let me tell you what I believe in my life. Everywhere we go as a Muslim today, we talk about every topic. But where is Islam? Do we have Islam? Do we know what is Islam all about? Do we know our duty? Do we know who we are? Do we know what Allah chose us for? Not me, not my ideology, not my group, not my hizb, not my jama'ah, not my lunatic. Iraq has been destroyed in history 3-4 times, completely. And one of the major two is what? The Tatar and Mongolian. In a time, Iraq was the leader of the knowledge in the Muslim Ummah. It's not Azhar at this time. It's not Morocco and the Fez. It was Iraq. Iraq has the owner of all the knowledge at this time. Anybody from Islamic community or country or even non-Muslim, they want any knowledge, they go to Iraq. And historian wrote it as Asr al-Kalam, the time of talk. When the fiqh increase, the dialogue between different scholars increase, and the prince and all the famous people with money sit down and have a meeting every night and discussing and debating different fiqh and different understanding. But no Islam. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us to mankind to debate and argue with each other. By this way, you can have a lot of knowledge and Allah destroy you too. It's not the knowledge. It is the blessing of knowledge. It is the nur of knowledge. It is the wisdom of knowledge. It is the rahmah of knowledge. It is the ikhlas of this knowledge to live it and spread it to mankind. When the ummah was rahmah to mankind according to what Allah wants, Allah opened and elevated them. What happened to Andalusia? Same. When you want Allah, when you want Islam, when you want really working for Allah, Allah elevates you. And once you use Islam for your luxury life, Allah destroys you. It's a sunnah of Allah. By this way, today, I was sitting to Brother Hamid. If you hear me, some of you might like me, some of you might hate me, some of you might say, I wish I never see this man in my life. And I will tell you what I'm going to do for you. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. What it mean? You will remember what I say to you now or later. And I completely surrender myself to Allah. And I bear witness to Allah, I will take you. Male and female in the front of Allah. And I said, Allah, I did my message. I want to know what you've done, Ya Allah. Because we are witness to each other, or we witness against each other. We like it or we don't. We are witness to them, or they are witness against us. If you did your job, you witness against them. If you do not do your job, they witness against you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be witness against us. Or for us. According to how much we gain our job and we do it sincerely for Allah. With all respect to all this idea, to talk about it, I was really very happy. Why nobody talking about it? By this way, I ask Allah to put barakah for those who come with all this idea. Because it's my message. I believe I'm a man with a message. And I will tell you right away what is my message. According to civilization and any another civilization, they said, if you want to know the future of any civilization or any nation, look for the youth. Because the youth is the what? The youth is the fuel of the nation. The fuel of the future. Do you get it or no? The youth, the young people, is the fuel of any nation. If you want to know where is the nation heading in the future, look to their own youth, you know what the future is. Why? Because this youth will generate the first nucleus of any nation. What is the first nucleus of any nation? The family. And this is why I will hit you again with one question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca. He gave da'wah in Mecca. How many years? How many years in Mecca? Allahu Akbar, 13 years. Don't fight. Some report 11 and a half, 12. We love to argue over the half year. The average, 13, according to the majority of the scholar. And 10 in Medina. The total da'wah is 23 years. Okay? Quran. This Quran, the one we believe in it. Okay? Is two-thirds of the Quran revealed in where? Mecca. Two-thirds, Mecca. One-third, Medina. 6,443 or 46 verse in Quran. How many hope? 500. Meaning it leaves what approximately? 4,900 verse. Is all what? About Allah. Do we know that? Do we know the basic about the messages from Allah to us? Or we keep arguing with each other with fiqh and we forget the roots? How many people embrace Islam in Mecca? Who know? Because if you do not know, you will never know how to lead the ummah. I will tell you now. And what this has to do with marriage, I will tell you right now. You see, I like to generate a sequence of thinking, which today we do not know. By this way, all this question is a subcontract from the main topic. The main topic, how to be a man, how to be a woman, how to be a Muslim man, how to be a Muslim woman. What is my goal in life? Everywhere I go for the last 17 years, I have a question for all of you. If you answer it right, you will be the first man or woman in my life to answer it. And you will get shocked when you hear the questions. Who am I? Who am I? Where am I? Where am I going? What is the purpose of life? And what is my final destination and goal in life? If you have that, the man has a camera. The camera has to focus, meaning you have a goal and you have to focus on an object. What happens if you have no goal and focus on the object? Can the camera work by itself? Evolution? Or the man or the cameraman has to have a goal and you have to focus the camera to the object. Now, are we an ummah have a goal? Ask yourself right now, and you will be a winner, wallahi, in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know who you are, where you are, where are you going, what's the purpose of your life, what is your goal in life, wallahi, you are a winner. And you will become now, inshallah, from muqarrabeen, from siddiqeen. Because I failed to find one Muslim until this day and this moment in my life, know where is he going. Because if you have a goal, you ask me, tell me what is your goal. But in practice, not in a logo, not in a computer, not in internet, in your life, in your heart, deep in your heart, what is your goal? What are you trying to achieve? Because without this issue, you cannot go to marriage. Why? Because once you make a decision, what is your goal, automatically all what you're looking for is different. It could change completely. Today, in the front of Allah, I said it for many years. If you think George Bush is the enemy of Islam, believe me, no. He's a great man. He's really a great man. He's doing a job nobody did it for almost 20 years. He slapped us right and left and did us wake up. We should make a statue for him more than Saddam Hussein. Do you know who's the most enemy of Islam today in the front of Allah? The parents of the Muslim. If I'm a Khalifa, I would hang them from their feet. And I would give them 100 lashes every hour. Until they said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I say it loud and clear, the angel is writing. I'm not fearing you. I say it with the camera of Allah is writing. Show me a mother or a father who wants a daughter or the son to be for Allah. Show me a mother or a father. Do you really want the daughter or the son to be somebody for Allah? Show me a mother or a father. Believe she will be questioned about her choosing to her own daughter and her son. Show me a mother or a father. She say Allahu Akbar in her heart, not the culture, and do not worry about the wedding and the dress and worry about the wedding and the dress in paradise. Show me a mother or a father believe in Allah and say La ilaha illallah and believes he will be accountable for the future of the ummah. Do you know who you are as a father or a mother? You are the disgrace of the ummah, or you are the elevation of the ummah according to your intention and what you're doing. Because next marriage in this ummah is marriage to disgrace Islam or elevate Islam. We have no any doubt. We just came from colonialism. Do you think we are full of Islam? Even Sunnah? Get me the biggest beard and the biggest hijab and niqab. And in the time of marriage, we follow culture. What happened to Islam? What happened to the gold? I will give you a couple of stories from the companion and a couple of stories from German. Just a few years. And tell me where you are. I met a young man almost 7 years ago in upstate New York. This man coming to have fun. He's a big, tall, Egyptian, handsome young man. But he was so down. I said, why are you so down? He said, I was going to the masjid one day. When the imam come and tell me, come, I have a surprise for you. I said, what is that? A German girl, 21 years old. She used to be a model. She used to be one of the Miss Beauty. She embraced Islam. And after she embraced Islam by 1.5 years, she looking for a good man. Okay? Look at one, 21 years old, German girl, Miss Beauty, looking for a man. She met him. She said, she meet me for 3 days consecutive. And after 3 days, she hit me with 125 questions in Islam. And once I finished, she tell me, you are a hypocrite. I need a Muslim. I like you, you're so handsome, you're so nice, but this is not the man I'm looking for. I'm looking for a man to lead me to Jannah. I do not embrace Islam to go to hypocrite again. This man, for 2 years, I tried to make phone call with him in Germany, I cannot. Finally, a girl answers the phone. She told me, if you want my husband, you only can reach him between 12:30 to 1 a.m. Only this time. I said, okay. I keep hunting him between 12:30 to 1 a.m. He said to me, make it fast. I said, what happened? He said, when I came back, this girl married a man. And after that, she worked and do dawah in her own locality. And all the new girls who embrace Islam, they make an oath and commitment in between them and Allah. And said, if you're going to work for me for dunya for 8 hours, once you come home, I will please you, I will prepare food for you, I will do anything for you. But in 1 hour, leave the house. And I want you to work 8 hours for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, I will not allow you to enter the house. And now, all of them has to be involved in any kind of dawah between 7 p.m. until almost after midnight. Every single day. And this Miss Beauty, listen to what she said, and ask yourself if you have a doubt of her iman. Do you know what she said? She said to the man she married him, I'm a woman. I'm a so jealous woman. I love to add many pretty things. I love to accumulate. But put me in a basement. Put me in a room. Put me anywhere. But I cannot take too many women above me in Jannah. I want to go all the way in the top. I do not want any woman above me in Jannah. I want to go to the highest. Surely a Muslim woman from a Muslim family can talk the same, or a mother. I will quit my job. Surely one. What is your degree? What do you wear? What kind of a car? How much money? Where is the wedding? When a person gets married, the whole family move overseas to reach the marriage. And the whole marriage is haram or bid'ah or dalal. And you find 40, 50 family, 2 or 3 member, going to just for one day to have some hypocrite and lie and show off and come back. What it means? Almost $120,000 will be spent. If you have a doubt of Iman and you believe in Allah, give it to the couple, let them start as rich with $120,000. Would be more blessing for them.
And if you're an honest man and a woman, takes $120 a man and Pharisee, it's been 30% or 33% for Sabeelillah, and you start your God's business. No. Oh Allah, we do not believe in you. We're so corrupted. We believe in ourselves. We're full of shirk. We have to believe and make ourselves happy in the price of Jahannam, Ya Allah. We have to start our kids to go to Jahannam. Because we love Jahannam, Ya Allah. I choose a man who leads my daughter to Jahannam. I need the wedding to take my daughter to Jahannam. And I am the mother and father proud to lead my daughter and my son to Jahannam. Ya Allah, we swear by you, we have our daughter and son going to Jahannam. We like to join them in Jahannam. Because if you say otherwise, show me yourself and tell me how you're going to ask for a husband or a wife. Is this not the issue? And at this moment, ask yourself now a question. There's a big difference between a male and a female, and a big difference between a man and a woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one, He said it, not me. Allah in the Quran, what He said, من المؤمنين رجال. Among the believer is men. He did not say all of them is men. And this man has quality according to Allah. Not me, not my sheikh, not my tariqah, not my group, not my hizb, not my jama'ah. No, Allah. He said, من المؤمنين رجال. Among the believer is men. What's he done? صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه. Zidat sad is the oath between them and Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَدَى نَحْبَهُ. Among them, some of them is dead. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظَرُ. Among them, they waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. And they never change. They never change. 3 weeks ago, you celebrate the beginning of our new year. Does anybody know the main significance of our new year? Who can tell me, please, and make me happy today? What is the story behind the new year, and what I can learn from it? Not a fiery speech and that, no. What I learn, what I gain from it, what is the message I'm walking in earth with it? What are we going to do? Happy birthday, new year? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are we going to do? Have halwa, sweet, some halim and some curry. What is the message? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to have qurbani every year? To have kebab? Tell me, are we doing qurbani and the kuffar, the non-Muslim tell us, what do you do? You guys love meat. Forgive me. Like one sister, she said to me once after she embraced Islam, why Muslim woman overweight? Because we're not working. And once you marry, eat and sleep, eat and sleep. And when you go to get married, what are you asking for? Do you know how to cook? Do you like this food? I like it. You see? Oh, my son, my daughter do a good roti. I teach her. By this way, what is our goal in life? To gain weight. Imagine I go to Allah, oh Allah, look at us, Ya Allah, the whole ummah gaining weight. One of the signs of a happy family is what? The father full of belly, the mother full of belly, everybody gaining weight. Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah. We need the cow, Ya Allah. We said, cow, get away. We are master in meat. Meat product. Is this a truth or false? If you like it, tell me why. If you dislike it, tell me why. Now let me tell you, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when Hafsa reached the puberty, what she did? He ran to whom? To Uthman. Uthman? Uthman is an old man. She's 13. Uthman in the late 60. He said, Uthman, please, can you take Hafsa? He said, I have enough. Thank you. Jazakallah kulli khair. He go to Umar, Ya Umar. He go to Abu Bakr. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, Hafsa, my daughter, can you take her, please? Please, I have enough. I'm so busy. Listen carefully. Is Umar al-Khattab going to Uthman? Why? He going to quality. He going after quality. What about the age difference? It doesn't matter. Old and young doesn't matter. Beauty doesn't matter. Status doesn't matter. Look at New York City. 99% of the driver, taxi driver, what they are from Muslim country. Look at them, doctor degree, doctor, engineer, contractor, whatever. Big degree. And what do? A taxi. For working in a pizza store. Is this true or false? And not only that, with big beard and working in a night shift, collecting people from the front of the bars. All the drunk people, we are working for them. Allahu Akbar. Look to the dignity of a Muslim. And have a beard. I have to make my salah. But all night working for the drunk people. Look at the disgrace of Allah with us. If you want to know who you are, look to how Allah is using you. Look how Allah is using you. 2 years ago, I will give you another quiz. I wish to quit. 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, it was a big mania in a computer in all the colleges all over America, Europe, Australia. What is that? When they send a memo and all kind of topic about how dare your prophet marry a young girl? Do you remember this issue? Who knows the answer? And you get a lot of gift right now. Who knows the answer? How old Aisha when she got married? What's the wisdom behind it? It was right or wrong? What is it? How and who knows the sequence? And what we learn from it? Our prophet is our teacher. It's not just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eat halwa and that's it for the sunnah. Every action he did has a wisdom. For female and for male. For mother and father. When Abu Bakr Siddiq heard about Rasulullah wanting to marry his daughter, what happened to him? He crawled in the ground. He was so happy. But please, in the front of Allah, anybody knows the answer? No, you're not. Anybody knows the answer? How old she was when he married her? Huh? MashaAllah, this one answer. You're right. Okay, who said dying? Raise your finger or hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, when he engaged to her? Engage. Before marriage. Eh? When? Sex? Where is that? Mecca. When he married her? In the beginning of Medina. Why? Anybody know why? Eh? Anybody know why? Anybody know it is wrong or right? Let me give you a piece of information. The question has been raised in the history. Long time or new? Is a new question or old question? New. How new? Anybody know? MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. You get it. Less than 100 years by what you call it al-Mustashriqeen. The one who digging try to make fitna in a Muslim ummah was because we are ignorant. Okay? Now, by this way, this is the sequence of answering the question. The action, it was at this time normal. How, why is normal? Because nobody ever complained, Muslim or non-Muslim alike. Why? It was the urf. Urf meaning the habit and culture of all mankind is marriage has nothing to do with age. And one thing more. When Rasulullah like proposed to her, at this time, do you know her status or no? She just broke her engagement. Meaning she was already engaged to a man. The man was a kafir, and his mother keep pushing him like our mother, don't marry her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it this way to save her because this was the beginning of doubt. Imagine by this way, she was already engaged before sex. And she married when she was 9. Why? Anybody know why? Okay. Number one, we said as a Muslim, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Because everything was from Allah. And Jibreel used to come and show him a picture and tell him, this is a future wife. But as we said, Rasulullah did not choose it. It was done automatically by the chosen by Allah, number one. But how we talk to the non-Muslim? We have to understand it first. Now, they said in Arabic, "At-tabu yaghlibu at-tatabbu." The habit over the teaching. Meaning, if you now go to a teacher or a good man, and you try to marry him and learn from him, and you are in the early 20s, believe it or not, you're so old. You're so old. Why? Because you already have a lot of habit from approximately 11, 12 until 21 or 22. Meaning, if I'm a good man and try to clean you up, I have to clean you up, not to feed you. Do you understand or no? But if you are 11 or 12 and you just reach your puberty and a man came to your life, you become like a sponge. You're ready to receive. Do you understand or no? Developing habit in you is start from puberty. And the more you grow, your habit according to your mom and your dad or uncle or grandfather or aunt. You like them or you hate them. Belongs genetic. But so a part of your habit is genetic, is who you are, the fitrah, the jibilla, what do you call it, genetic? The one Allah created you with, and the tatabbu, the environment and the companionship. And one of the main wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the first state Muslim in earth and will be a role model to mankind and the best recorder to be his wife. And his wife has to be clean, ready to receive, not to argue, not to clean up, no, ready to receive. You get it or no? If you're in college, you cannot get it. I'm serious. Because once you start learning in college, they teach you sociology, psychology, philosophy, and you become so arrogant, you fly with helium balloon in the sky. You cannot even have any dialogue with your heart between you and Allah. Everything becomes mentally. And emotion is gone. And we as a human being, either driven by mentally or emotion, and Islam come in the middle. Islam coming to govern like that. If I go too much mentally, I'm arrogant. Now I'm a shayateen. And if I go too much emotion, I will become desired like animal. And we cannot go this way, we cannot go this way. By this way, when you're learning in your life, whom you're learning for? You know the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What we call them? Companions, sahaba. Why? They do sohbah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, what you do? You do sohbah to Sheikh Kambo. All of you have Sheikh Kambo. You know Sheikh Kambo? All of you have Sheikh Kambo. Allah iftah alayhi. You know, you have blessing from Sheikh Kambo. You have vision from Sheikh Kambo. You have adab and manner from Sheikh Kambo. Rahmatullah alayhi, Imam al-Shafi'i. He said, ta'allamna al-ilma min al-kutub. Wa ta'allamna al-adab wal-akhlaq min sohbat al-ulama wal-salihin. وتعلمت الإيمان واليقين من أمي. Do you understand what I said? Imam Shafi'i رحمه الله عليه said, I learned knowledge from books. And I learned adab and akhlaq and manner and character from the companionship of those who have it. And I learned iman and yaqeen from my mother. The poor mother, the one who had nothing. The one she sold her heart twice to pay for his money. I'm still in my topic, marriage. Why? Do you know your goal? Do you know who you are? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you want? If you fail to do that, how you choose a spouse? You will do exactly what we do in college. Do you know if I went to India, and when I went to India, I tell them, if you choose the Indian people, you get Indian movie. If you go to Pakistani people, you choose Pakistani movie. You go to Arabic people, you choose Arabic movie. But where is Islam? There's no Islam. The way we behave in every action is according to the habit of the colonialism and the movie. What about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's only in a show. Come outside. Because last 30 years what we did, we went and we're building Islam outside in. And we forget the message Islam is inside out. By this way, we have jilbab, we have a beard, we have a tubi, we have kufi, we have this, we have that, but we have no iman and yaqeen. We have no akhlaq, we have no manner, we have no character, we have no personality. Now, what do you mean? Who you are? Who you are is a bunch of habit. Who you are is a bunch of habit. Once you get married, you marry what? Habits. Habit and manner and akhlaq. And you cannot change it. The only way to change habit is only one thing. Who give me the answer? I give him unbelievable gift. Who changing habits and culture and break it, and it is the Clorox of a Muslim. A gallon of Clorox. All of us need to go to Clorox, sit for maybe a couple of years and come out. And hopefully maybe inshallah will be fine. Journey of Iman. A truest journey of Iman to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the companion. All of them have got a bad habit. And once they embrace Islam, wonder what happened. They changed upside down. Different habit completely. No jahiliya. Now they become a slave to Allah. Abd. Today, who among us can go to these people and say, please be like me? I belong to Allah, I have all the quality and qualification, I have all the manner and akhlaq. Can you? How we lead the ummah? How we lead mankind? With speeches? With session? With fire speech? Allahu Akbar! And we go home doing nothing? Tell me. With argue with each other about fiqh? With make shayateen happy every day? Do you think Allah is so happy with us? What happened to tsunami? Do we get the message? How many Muslims in the United States living on all his dream to build a shaqqa or apartment back home? And he built a shaqqa back home, but he's living here. He's living here, but his heart is there. Where is your goal? Imagine you die and you go and say, Allah, I built a shaqqa. I built an apartment. I have a house. I have some stock market. I have some bond. My daughter and my son is so beautiful, they have 2 degrees. You're going to Jahannam, I'm going with them, Allah. We have a suite in Jahannam, inshaAllah. Tell me. Muhammad al-Fatih, the young Turkish man, the one who had a dream about one hadith, 17 years old, he conquered Constantinople. A young man, where is our men? Where is our female? What are you looking for? You looking for a piece of meat? 200-300 pound meat? You looking for a nice suit? You look for a nice design? A nice sneaker? Nice car? He take you to Hawaii? And from Hawaii to Jahannam, inshallah? Is this what we're looking for? What is your goal in life? I have to remember, if I want to get married, this is the beginning of the nucleus of the ummah. This is the future. Now, the question should be number one. Why am I getting married? What is marriage in Islam? Marriage has another name. Two names is married in Islam. Anybody know them? They call zawaj or they call nikah. Right or wrong? Zawaj meaning two merged together. Two merged together. This would be what meaning zawaj. What about nikah? Nikah in Arabic meaning two things enter to each other. If two objects enter to each other, they call it nikah. What it mean? Because the marriage is a corporation. The corporation is not physically, the corporation first is mentally, is a goal. What's your goal in life? By this way, when you sit with your own spouse, what are you looking for? Because the goal in life what generates the bond. The goal in life what generates a bond. If you have no same goal in life, how you can be together? What topic you talk about it? If you're sitting in one room and watching TV and you're sitting in some room crying over your life. Tell me. By the way, the first question in marriage today, who am I? Is me a man or a male? Do I have the quality according to Allah as a man? Do I have the quality and qualification? When this girl marry me, she can follow me and obey me? Obey me what? Obey me for what? Where I'm going to lead her? What meaning a leader? A leader meaning somebody has the knowledge and quality and expertise to lead somebody. And you, if you're honest to Allah, which man you choose to lead you? Do you check him out to see if he has the quality as a man? Not by looking, not by size, not by money, not by degree. And this quality and qualification according to Allah wa Rasulullah, not me and you.
Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu making salah.
He making salah. After salah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wonder what happened.
He heard a conversation in the middle of salah. A man coming and asking, do you know so and so?
He said, yes. He said, how you know him?
I pray with him for the last 15 years.
And the man who asking the question is the father of the girl who want to marry this man.
Umar Khattab go direct to the man who answered the question. Listen carefully now, you want the answer. Can you find better than Umar? Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu asked him question. What he tell him? He said, did you travel with him? He said, no. He said, did you deal with money with him? He said, no. Did you do Hajj with him? He said, no. Did you do Jihad with him? He said, no. He said, you do not know. How many of us have said, oh, he's nice. He has a beard. He's a Musalli. He makes Salah. Oh, my daughter. He makes 5 times Salah. But he's a liar. Go marry him. Okay? And once the situation of money coming, now you know if he's stingy or generous. If he's sloppy or neat. If he have inequality. What about this our salah today? I call it Bruce Lee salah. You know Bruce Lee, the karate famous actor? We beat Bruce Lee. If Bruce Lee is still alive, he would say, I quit. Our salah is so fast, Bruce Lee cannot handle it. Is this a salah going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is this a salah containing salat of istikhara or dua of istikhara? Do we ask Allah? Oh Allah, choose for me, Allah. Open my vision, Ya Allah. Do you get it or no? Are you with me or you want me to leave? If it's too much for you, tell me to leave, no problem. If I'm saying wrong, tell me you're wrong. If I'm right, ask yourself where we're going. Can we keep saying I'm wrong? Or we have a duty to correct? The companion takes this Quran, and this Quran, it wiped them out completely. From Umar, the one who used to bury his own daughter alive, to Umar Khattab Farooq al-Ummah. And we have to ask ourselves, why Quran is not working with us? Is something wrong with the Quran or us? Huh? Us. Where is Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in? Just Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in where? Where? Where is the reality of Islam? I mean it. George Bush is a great man, and history will mean it. He did unbelievable job to the Muslim. Really. He did one of the greatest jobs to the Muslim in the 21st century. He showed you yourself. He took your clothes off, and he showed you are fake. Yet do not have it. Because if we have it, it's not our condition. Now, this is a reality now. What is the medication? Where do we go from here? We have to go to Mecca and Medina time. Are we at Mecca and Medina time now? Anybody know? Can you consider yourself Mecca or Medina? Anybody understand? Quran revealed over 23 years. We are in the beginning or the end. We don't even start yet, Brother Hamid. I will tell you how. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got message from Allah, al-Muzammil al-Mudaffir, you know what he did? He went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he used to go to the market with one sentence, only one. Do you know what the sentence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Man yu'inani ala ada'a rasalata rabbi wa lahu al-jannah. Who will help me to spread the message and Jannah is for him. Who will help me and support me to spread the message and Jannah is for him? Do we start? Do we cut our time for Sabilillah? If me is MSA group, do I really even take one semester off just to make sure I'm really active? And I take the maximum time to spread Islam, to have this building and all these companies witness to me, not against me? If we do our job, we cannot blame nobody. But if we're not doing any job, we have to blame one person, is me. Me, I'm the first criminal on earth, not George Bush. Honestly, he's doing his job. Shaitan doing his job. Are you doing your job? Very simple. The companion do not talk like that. By this way, I tell people, before you seek marriage, seek journey of Iman. Have a real journey of Iman. Come to conclusion in your life, what is your goal in life? Because let me tell you what happened. And if any elder in here, he or she will understand what I'm talking about. 20, 30 years ago, people get married. And after marriage, Allah gave one of them guidance, only one. And the problem starts in the house. One wants to go east, the other one wants to go west. If you are a woman, your life is miserable. If you are a man, your life is finished. Unless you are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, my advice to you, make up your decision now. You want a man for Jahannam? Go ahead, pick up anyone. And if you want a man for Jannah, see what kind of a man, what he has, what he can give you, what he's talking to you about, what his view in life, what he want to achieve, how much he willing to sacrifice. By the way, Islam is sacrificing, not listening. If all of us listen and talk until we die, we're not going anywhere. The whole Islam, the whole knowledge of Allah, once you gain knowledge, Allah tell you what you're planning to do with it. Similar to money. Once you get money, what you can do? Buy Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, Maserati, Ferrari, Porsche, or spend it for Allah. Very simple. Once you gain knowledge, what are you going to do with this knowledge? This knowledge is a very big responsibility. Are you going to try to spend it for Allah? Or are you going to save it for yourself and be selfish and greedy and blind and dumb and stupid and everybody go to hell? I want to go to Jannah. That's what we're doing. What it means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a man, a messenger to mankind, but he will die later on. How a man can be messenger to mankind and will be dead? How to choose a spouse? It's very simple. According to your goal in life, what you want to achieve. But it's when number one, you have to have a goal. Number one, you have to come to your senses and find out what you're planning to do with your life. Number two, what to look for in a spouse. Exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You look for what? Beauty, status, money, and deen. And whoever gets the deen, he gets everything. Now ask yourself what I'm looking for. Oh, his size is good. He's over 6. You see? We're looking by size now. Some people have a scale. When a husband or wife come, put yourself in the scale. Oh, another thing. It's good. It's okay for me. But that's why again, what you're looking for. And this goes for male and female. Now I will give you a big, big calamity. A really big challenge. Who will choose it for you, female? And who will choose it for you, male? What happens if my family is bye-bye? You know bye-bye? And the majority of the Ummah is bye-bye. You know, Wonderland, Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse. What happens if my mother and my father is a Mickey Mouse? How he can choose for me and make decision? They will pick up for me what the another one is next to Mickey Mouse. The mice. They will pick up for me a mice.
and the beginning of journey of the destruction of Islamistan by the father and mother. Hence we know, if I'm an honest female and I want a good man, how I choose him? Wallah, I will tell you something. Have a really honest journey to Allah. Allah will be with you. Have a sincere heart. Allah will be with you. And don't make an agenda. Don't make an agenda how tall he is, how big he is, how much money he has, what car he will do. No, have only one agenda. I want a man help me to Jannah. That's it. I want a man to support him in his journey. That's it. I want me and him to be a part of elevating Islam. That's it. And change the media and change everything by our character and our spirit knowledge. And this for male and female. How I know? Find somebody honest, you really know and trust, and tell him, please, this man coming to marry me, go with him, take him for a ride, but not in a parking lot. Take him for a ride for 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, to show his quality. Because quality does not show up just for a few months, hours in a bedroom. And be careful with Mr. Nice and Mrs. Nice. Yes, 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 whatever you say, yes. This is a man abuser and a woman abuser. This is the one I'm really scared of. If you believe this, you are dumb. This is the one out of your control. Especially if you're in society. I will not mention French. I met many men. They're so peaceful, they're so nice. They're beating the woman every single day. And they're so harsh, so rigid. What about beer? Doesn't mean nothing. What about kufi? Doesn't mean nothing. He's going to the masjid all the time. Unless he has that quality. Unless that quality show up. And that quality show up between salah. Nothing beyond salah. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illallah. I know a man. This man, if you look at him in salah, he will wish to make salah like him. Unbelievable beautiful salah. And if he marry one of you, he will take her to the mental institute, etc. Once he arrived home, and he's so arrogant, so dumb, you cannot believe it. And he deals with his family, unbelievable, and his beard like this. His beard like this, but manner yok. If you are Turkish in here, you know, manner yok, no hair. None, adab is gone. Only this show in the masajid. We are very nice to show. We are so nice. And once we get together, Allahu Akbar. Halabina. By this way, I prefer to show up halabina to me and later on come down better than, oh, ice cream now and halabina later. Really? We're not honest. We show off. Ask yourself, is I have one voice, one manner, one character all the time, or I have everyone according to the audience? Ask yourself. The right of a wife, the right of a husband, according to whom? Even if I tell you the right of a wife, the right of the husband, you can buy any Islamic books, they will list it for you, half a page, finished. Are we ready to follow? If today you are a man and you marry a nice girl and tell her, obey me, what do you think am I? I'm a slave? You think I'm a slave? I have a degree already like you. I make money like you. You live in haram, I live in haram. Don't worry about it. You see? You want Jahannam? I want Jahannam too. Let's go. You see? Do we really have it? Men want a woman like the companion. But they forget, are you acting like the companion? No. And the woman want a man like the companion. But you acting like the woman of the companion? No. Who we are? Hollywood. Make believe. Synthetic movie. We're not real. Islam is real. I'm here, the whom I am, outside, inside is one.
My voice is one. Get a tape recorder. Voice activated. Or one of this iPod, whatever. Put it in your pocket. Every time you talk, record. Don't give it to me. At night, get an old sliver. And start playing back. And see how you talk day and night. And what you're talking about, your tone of voice, how it can change, and why. One time I was talking to one sister. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, brother. Whatever you say. And you to me. She used to melt my heart. Phew! It's gone. And one day I call in another time. I said, excuse me. She said, 1 minute. Later on, yes, brother. I said, excuse me, who answers the phone? Silent. Please, who answers the phone? Silent. Can you please tell me who answers the phone? I said to her right away, excuse me, can I ask you a question? The voice I'm hearing now, is this your voice all the time? Silent. Is this the voice most of the time? Silent. Is this the voice part-time? Silent. This what you're getting, both of you. Oh, oh, oh. And once you're married, only 24 hours. Welcome to the first day of marriage. You're paying all this $1,000 to get a live entertainment. You would be lucky if you got open the window and jump. Male and female. Why? Because we're not honest. We do not show the product. How many of you even know, can I marry somebody and I have a major disease? Or a contagious disease? Or I have to say it? Are we honest even to show ourselves the real? Or we go internet and have a love story of internet like all of us, an angel with wings. Actually, an angel without wings. All of us today, wing of angel, beautiful angel. When I went to India, I have some of the neighbor was with me in Halaqa, and the voice, Allahu Akbar, so beautiful voice. And one day I'm trying to take a nap. I do not take a nap usually, but I try. And I said, what's going on? He said, so and so. I said, what? So and so? Yes. I said, Allahu Akbar. How many of you have a very nice, sweet voice? Can melt any butter, ice cream, iron. And once you have your private life, Allahu Akbar. Different voices. Are you abd to Allah or abd to people? Men and women, male and female. How to have a successful marriage? You cannot have successful marriage if you fail all the point. You know, today we do it exactly. We want khilafah, we want sharia, we want lead, but we do not want to be a Muslim. You see, the whole ummah talk about every issue, but nobody talk about Islam as a mean to be a Muslim, real Muslim. The ideal Islamic parent, forget it. If you fail to be a Muslim, how you can be a parent? You will be a parent Pakistani, Indian, Arabic, Bengali, whatever it is, but you will not be a Muslim. The rooted diseases of the colonialism is rooted in us so deep. So deep to the point we swear by Allah in Kaaba Sharif, we will never leave colonialism in Allah. We love colonialism, we love jahiliyyah, we will never leave it in Allah. We are against you, ya Allah, and against the sunnah, ya Allah. I mean it. Because you find the person do Hajj, Umrah, Rawda Sharifa, come back, marry his daughter or his son to go to Jahannam. What is that? How many men and women in here know a man and a woman pick up a nice spouse for Sabilillah and make the marriage, wedding simple for Sabilillah and take all the expense and give it for Sabilillah and have their life simple for Sabilillah and the girl asks, I want to be the one, according to Rasulullah, the most blessing woman, the one asking for a little bit. Where is that? Arabic woman now, according to UNICEF and according to United Nations, they reach 40 and 45 is still virgin. Why? They cannot marry. Why? You can marry Miss Beauty, but you cannot marry Egyptian or Arabic girl. 100,000, 150,000, 200,000. Saudi Arabia and Gulf. Until now, they follow tribalism. How many camel you give me? How much money you give me? Which tribe you coming from? Even Palestinian, same. Yemen, same. Everybody, same. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be the best man on earth. And listen now to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what he said, not me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا لَأَجَأَكُمُ الرَّجُلُ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِنَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةً وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. If the man came, he didn't say age, size, and money. He said, if a man came, you like his deen, marry him your daughter. If you do not do it, it will be a fitna and a spread of mischief in earth. Who said that? Your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show me a mother and father believe in Rasulullah. Show me one. Show me one, I quit what I'm doing. Show me one. I saw beard, I saw kufi, I saw niqab, I saw hijab, I saw hajji. And when the time of marriage comes, dunya, jahannam. And you become a man only for money and status. And oh my daughter, he will be guided later, or maybe 20 years later, if Allah accepts. By the time you will be a hypocrite going to jahannam, go have it. Go, my daughter. I will meet each other in Jahannam, inshallah. But I have to satisfy all my cousin and auntie, and we have to have a wedding. How I dare? I do not have Allahu Akbar, my daughter. My cousin Akbar, my auntie Akbar, the wedding Akbar. We have to show them. We have to show everybody. We are a hypocrite, my daughter. We are a hypocrite. We love to be a hypocrite. We are in the land dark, the lower level of Jahannam. We like it this way, my daughter. I get a sweet, me and you and my father, all together in the dark level of Jahannam. And this is what we want, this is our goal in life. This is the truth. Because if you tell me no, show me what you're doing. Show me what you have in your heart. Show me what you have in the time of marriage. By the way, the time of marriage is a thermometer for the ummah to show you who you are and where you're going. Let me give you a bad news beyond your imagination. You know Rasulullah SAW, what he said? He said, us is souls. Souls, according to the same, they get together. And the different, they go apart. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think when you marry a man, you marry only a body? Or a body and a soul? And this soul, where it coming from? A soul full of angel or shayateen? Who will fertilize you? You're supposed to be a tree. You're supposed to be the ground. Who will fertilize you with what? With shayateen? With haram? And having what? Shayateen kids. Going to Jahannam, the future of the ummah. Because this is the beginning of the ummah. This is the nucleus of the ummah. This is the beginning of the nation. You want to know where the ummah going? Look to the marriage we have. May Allah bless those who give me the knowledge. Because this is my message of my life for the last 20 years. I believe unless the ummah go and marry for sabilillah, marry with the right intention, and maybe we get seed better than us, and we're cleaning the seed, we're not going anywhere. All this politics, all these groups, all this nation, all these computerized things will not go anywhere because we not believe in Allah. Everybody, his mind is full of shayateen and think he will do it. And we forget, Quran is here. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, is that the time? To invent is a time to follow. This Imam Shafi'i. Imagine me, 21 years old, do not have even know how to wipe myself good in the bathroom and argue about how Islam will come. How many of you know istinja? How many of you know is really istibra al-bol, istinza al-bol, how to clean yourself in the bathroom properly? But we want Sharia. Allahu Akbar. We want Khilafah. And we argue. And if you see your underwear, your underwear is full of yellow. I cannot take it. And we want to lead the whole mankind. Lead with what? With dirt inside out? What about envy? What about jealousy? What about love in dunya? What about show off? What about arrogance? What about all the diseases of the heart? How youth in the college should be prepare for it. Allahu Akbar, you're doing it now. But let me tell you something. is a disease in the ummah. Today, I discovered long time ago. You know what Islam become is? Become entertainment of tonight. Saturday night fever. You see, according to the name of the speaker, people come. It's not what he give you. It's not the blessing he had. It's not his knowledge. It's not his wisdom. It's nothing to do with him. It's his name. And every MSA do exactly, forgive me, I do not know him. I said it in NYU, he kicked me out. I said our MSA groups, forgive me, Allah, I do not know, like our government. So corrupt. They do not seek advice from learned people. You should have a consulting in your board. You should have elder people. You sit, you talk, and the elder sit, and in the end, he gives you the final. Not you give him the final, like our masajid. Our masajid is run by what? Corrupted doctor and engineer. And the imam sit like a puppet, have nothing. Who needs the masajid? The most corrupted one in earth. It's a game. It's a plot against Islam. Who have a heart and said, I'm going to die and meet Allah and I have a duty? Tell me who? And if you do it, show me your action. I did not see until now. Everybody, thank you. Thank you. We do not want to see your face anymore because you said the truth. But don't forget, I said it in the beginning. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. You will remember what I said to you. وَأُفَوَّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And my action belong to Allah. And I bear witness to you or against you in the day of judgment. It's not a game. It's not a game. The whole ummah in a big, big trouble. And every Muslim have a duty. And the duty will not believe it. By developing yourself and go for marriage according to Allah and Rasul. How? Number one, building iman. Building yaqeen. Clean your heart. Prepare for sabilillah. And say, Allah, I want to be a man for you, Ya Allah. And give me a woman for you, Ya Allah. Let's develop the Muslim ummah to have the blessing seed by you, Ya Allah. At this moment, this is the beginning of the future of the ummah. And this requires a lot of knowledge. Not the fiqh knowledge. Not the argue knowledge. The revelation knowledge. The real iman and yaqeen about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah. Not the argue with each other. You need the companionship. You need somebody who really can companion you. You can listen to them and you gain wisdom and understanding. Because it's the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And above that, you need to mix it with 100% pure, concentrated, okay? Ikhlas and sincerity and truthfulness in your heart. And otherwise, you're not going anywhere. Everybody today wants to help the speaker. Everybody wants to be a person. Everybody wants to be somebody. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he sits with a companion and everybody asks, I want a valley full of gold submitted for Sabillah. I want a valley of places full of camel and horses running for Sabillah. Everybody have a wish. And he said, Ya Abdullah, what about you? He said, I like a dark room. Nobody there. And my eye will tear one tear from the fear of Allah. This is what I want. Because this one will be accepted and this one can save me in the day of judgment. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, we need ikhlas, we need sadq, we need to be honest. Is me really a Muslim? Is really me believe I'm going to die and meet Allah? Is really me believe I'm responsible of this ummah, young and old? Is really me believe my marriage will be the first nucleus of this ummah, either to destroy the ummah or elevate the ummah? The detail after that, believe me, in the books all over. But where is the heart? Where is a sincere heart who willing to have the time and effort and money to develop themselves for Sabilillah? Do you believe Jannah is many levels? Which level do you want? Is Jannah is too cheap just by living like lunatic and just have a little bit of hijab and a little bit of kufi and beard, mashallah, within it? No. Islam is responsibility. It's a duty. What time do you have? 2:50, mashallah. May Allah put barakah in our time. May Allah put barakah in what we say. May Allah put barakah in you, and not like the rest of the Muslim. Today what we said, oh, good speaker. Hey, and nice. I like it. It's delicious. What is that? It's not a cake. You're listening to the word of Allah. You're listening to the duty. Once you listen to it, you are in trouble, I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble more than you. I have to live in it. You are troubled because you came. Okay, let me go. It's too late. You already arrived. You already listened. And believe me, I'm not anybody. I will take your neck in the front of Allah. And I said, Allah, I tell them the truth. I want to know what you've done, Allah. I'm not kidding. Because the message is not a game. This is not a pizza session. This is not ice cream, whatever. No. We are responsible. We blame everybody. What about us? What is your role in here? Wallahi la ilaha illa hu. This college, like any other college, you need only few people. Only few with ikhlas to be a dynamic, to be the power of spreading Islam. To say to Allah, oh Allah, we will quit one semester or two semesters just to continue the job. Because I want this building and all these people to witness to me, not against me. I want, oh Allah, this land to be elevating me in the day of judgment. This is what we need. This, at this time, you are a man. You're not a woman. Now, about quiz about how to choose a spouse. Habit can show up by a very simple way. For example, timing. We meet at 3. 3:15, 3:20, didn't show up. Flush, he or she. No excuse. If you cannot keep your word, you're not a Muslim. Why? Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not me. Ayat al-munafiq thalath. The sign of a hypocrite 3. And if you find one, you are one, you have one third of hypocrisy. If you say, you are a liar. If you give commitment, you will never fulfill. And if you promise, forget it. I will never see your face anymore. Is this Islam? How we can give dawah to others? How we can be a leader of mankind? They're not meaning a leader of quality. They have to see in us the ultimate quality. But they can tell us, excuse me, you do not have it, we have it. Come, be like us. You have to develop the quality. We talk about salah, we talk about hajj, we talk about this. But where is the really manner? Manner, where is the purpose? What is the purpose of marriage? The purpose of marriage to elevate Islam, to develop the nucleus of this ummah, to have children so pious like Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. This is what we need. Like a Zubayr. Tell me, or you just want, like you go to the hospital, your wife, delivery, you get a boy, they tell you, enjoy it. Enjoy it. And you keep decorating the baby. Look at my baby. Look at my baby. I'm decorating my baby and put him to Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. It's the whole thing is a show. It's a show. The whole thing is a show. Oh, my daughter, he's nice. Look at him. He has a nice haircut. This one lady asked, I asked, how you choose a man? She said, if I like his haircut. This is where we are. This is where we are. Look how he walk, how he eat, he or she. If he easy in eating or difficult, if a person difficult in eating have a habit, believe me, flushing, he or she. Meaning now we're going to flush the whole ummah. Why? Because if you have a habit in eating, you will never be a good person. Never. You will be stuck. And you will be rigid in your own mentality of dealing and all this. You cannot. A small thing can show you a lot. Let me give you a session of another time about signs from outside, about the way you walk. The way you walk, it can do a lot. How clean you are. How you brush your teeth, you brush it or no. You take care about your breath or no. You take care about your smell or no. You see, Muslim is clean inside out. Is neat inside out. Islam is full of quality. How many of you having books of quality and manner about Rasulullah and take one hadith at a time? Read it, comprehend it, try to live it. I meet many people like you. I give them books. Few weeks later, I read it. What you gain? He said, I don't remember. If you do not remember, you gain nothing. If you cannot even
Quote one sentence, meaning you are empty. Why? Because you're learning in here. You're acting as a scanner. And the buffer is empty. Leakage to the ground. Once you're read, after 10 minutes, if I ask you a question, you do not know. It's no hard. You read with your mind. You read with your arrogance. You have no respect of what you're reading and whom you're reading for. Did you make dua before you're reading? Did you sit with humble and humility? Did you sit as a beggar to Allah and said, Allah, this is the ink of the book. Give me the knowledge of the book. Give me the wisdom of the book. Give me the nur of the book. Give me the light of the book. Give me the blessing of the book. Give me the rahmah of the book. Oh Allah, I do not know, and give me Allah. Not today where a Muslim, he said, Allah, we do not need you. I know everything. And he said, I scan it. I read it. And he become more arrogant. My dear brother Islam and sister Islam, today we are the big, big calamity. The Ummah do not need numbers. The Ummah need quality, honest people to carry the message. Don't worry about who you get married to. Worry about why you want to get married. Why? Because according to intention, Allah will give you. وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. To mankind, you will not gain except what you're running after. Do you get it? This Allah. You will not gain, you will not receive except what you have in your heart. Sometimes we go and say, oh Allah, I want a good man for Sabilillah, but this size, and have money, and have this, and, excuse me, you're making agenda above Allah? You're choosing? Okay, good. You will get what you want and you will pay for it. But you go to Allah and say, Allah, choose for me, and don't make me choose for myself. I do not know you, Allah. Go with this humble and humility to Allah. This topic, my brother, even in fiqh, in Islam, one of the biggest topic in books in Islam is marriage and divorce. Hey, it's full of details. But I believe today, any issue, I can summarize it to you. We have to be a Muslim. We have to be real Muslim, not fake Muslim, not make believe. How many of us do not worry about tomorrow? Honest to Allah. Tell me. How many of us do not worry about tomorrow? Please, how many of you do not worry about tomorrow? If you worry about tomorrow, you are a mushrik. You do not trust in Allah. Called fiqh. Where is the fiqh of Allah? What about how many of you have yaqeen of Allah? You really believe in Allah and trust Him? They call it in English, the certainty of faith. Yaqeen. How many of us have yaqeen? Allah is a provider. How many of us have yaqeen? The qadr. How many of us yaqeen of Allah and His quality? Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he said, anybody worship Allah and minus knowledge about the name of Allah, he has minus an iman. But you go to every living room, the name of Allah. Did you ever read it? No. Yeah, I like it. It's nice. Somebody give it to me. The name of Allah has to be known, comprehended, and after that, live in it. For example, Allah is wise. A situation wise, I do not like. Can I keep crying about it? No. He's wise. Somebody do something bad to me. Can I go help him? No. It's qadr. Now I have Allah to test me how I behave according to situation. It's the name of Allah. It's the reality of the Islam. And according to this message, you will behave and you will choose your spouse. I fill your requirement. Forgive me. And may Allah forgive me of what I said. If you do not like it, ask yourself why. And if you like it, ask yourself why. If I'm wrong, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guard me from myself and save me from myself. If I'm right, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be barak in what I say. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open your heart, not your brain. Open your heart. And listen to the message and the call of Islam. It's too late if you die. And if you die, young and old, you have no excuse. Any question or any concern? Any question, any concern? Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Alaykum. Just wanted to know, even though I wasn't here for quite a while, I was in and out. Nowadays we live in a society where fornication and adultery has become the way. It is the norm and value of our society. And even though a lot of people, you know, are afraid to tackle this issue, they say because you're a one person, you cannot alone tackle this issue. I want to say to people that it's wrong. Of course you can tackle the issue. Talking to someone, expressing yourself, letting know what the message is, can tackle the issue. I mean, I see young people indulging in such malpractice.
Muslim?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
This is just for a simple human being person, okay. For a simple
person. You opened a very beautiful point.
Now, I just wanted to say, I just want to know from an Islamic perspective, if you happen to be in a situation where you see a, let's say for a female, a cheating husband, and vice versa, okay. Where does Islam stand and what is the punishment, and how should you tackle this issue?
Okay. Did you see it in secret, hidden, or known? Meaning, did you get to know it by accident? Or you get it to know because a person tell you?
Could be from a very circumstances. It's not. Okay. Let's just say it was known to you. You found out somehow accidentally or somehow okay. Was revealed to you.
Because Islam teach us, especially in this topic, you have to do sutra. You have to do sutra. What is sutra? To close it. Why? To open this topic, it generates more mischief, more than spread it. I'll give you an example. If you open the topic, now the husband can be fiery, the wife can be fiery, the kids can go whatever, the whole situation go. But that's why today we're missing knowledge and wisdom. You see, fornication, adultery and all this is not the disease. The disease is the lack of iman. This is sub-disease. This is just a symptom, but not the real disease. By this way, for me, this is what I believe. The message came, La ilaha illallah. Today, our message of Islam, halal and haram. And we lost La ilaha illallah. Or we try to decorate Islam like Islam is a message to fix this problem. And fix this problem. No way. Islam came as La ilaha illallah. Because once you have La ilaha illallah, the rest falling in the place. This is not my message. I can give you some books to read and to study the revelation and the sequence of revelation. What is the wisdom of the sequence of revelation? Is the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we ignore it today? I give you a story. It might make you laugh, but to read a story reported to one of the fiqh book. A man walking. Listen to this. You will love it. A man walking in a garden. When he see two legs out of a bush. Two legs out of the bush. One dark, one light. One has hair, one has no hair. He said, Subhanallah, a creature with two kind of legs? He suspected just something abnormal. He opened the bush, he found a man and a woman. You see? Now, at this time, this was Khilafah now. Meaning Khalifa, Imara, Qadi, everything in the sequence. Okay? He go to the Qadi. When he go to the Qadi, look what's happening now. Listen carefully now, and maybe you gain some wisdom from it. This is a Qadi Muslim. Meaning Qadi Muslim, meaning at this time, you have to be in a level of Imam. Not corrupted Imam like America, no. To be Imam in Islamic, early Islam, meaning the whole scholar in the area have to elect you as an Imam. Can we have hundreds of imams in one town? No. It's usually one imam per whole region, per whole Islamic ummah. Today, mashallah, everybody's imam. Imam is a big title, huge title. And you have to earn it and give it to you by many scholars. Anyway, by this way, the qadi in the ummah used to be an imam. It has to be high level caliber knowledge. You understand me now? Now, this Qadi, listen to the question now. He go to the two people, the one commit adultery. He said, 80 lashes each. 80 lashes each. He said, why? He said, because what you did, you do not care about your leg and you do not have it inside. And 80 lashes each to the same people.
because you put your brother in Islam in a calamity. Now become 160 each. Okay? They tried to argue. He said, if you argue one more time, I increase. They said, why? Because did you not hear what Rasulullah said? Is actually infestable of the meaning of. If you have musibah, keep it hidden. Don't show it. By being negligent in your own legs out of the bush, it causing the Muslim passing by to open the bush. Now he goes to the man. He says, what about adultery? He said, you committing four sins. You committing one, you committing four. He said, why? He said, who tell you to enter the bush? Did you not? He said, there's no door. He said, did you make sound? He said, no. He said, this one sin. And he recite a verse of Quran, is you enter the houses from the front, you do not enter it from the back. And you do not enter it in the silence. Even if you are in a situation like that, you should make a sound first. By this way, if you suspected something, excuse me, can I come in? Boom! No, no, no. There's no boom. Islamic manner, be careful. Why? To protect the secrecy of somebody, even if you are in trouble. You understand? And after that, he said, why you did not make sutra? Why you put them in this state? If you make dua and make istighfar for them, it's much better. For me, for them, for everybody. By this way, today, my brother and sister in Islam, we do not know fiqh, we do not know rahmah, we do not know wisdom. Every issue has to be taken accordingly. For example, Islam said, if the woman or the man is happy about it, is breaded, and doing it all over, now is a problem. But if they're doing it hidden, because they're weak and they have bad iman, or weak iman, astaghfirullah al-azim, now I have to tackle it and attack it in personal time, in a hidden way, in a discreet manner. You understand me? And I have to be inviter with my mouth shut, and I have to cover them. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever cover a Muslim, Allah cover him in the day of judgment. You see, we're not supposed to spend the news. Today we like it. You know, I saw him doing this and that. You understand me? By this way, today, when we even read hadith and knowledge and fiqh, missing wisdom, missing manner, missing rahmah. Do you get it? Missing wisdom, missing manner, missing rahmah. I'll give you examples. Ali ibn Abi Talib, and you know who's Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu? He walked, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he getting the door of knowledge after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you walk, when you see a man, ignorant man, calling a scholar or pious man, he asks him, oh you, I have a question. He gives him the answer. After the learned person gives the knowledge to the illiterate person or the ignorant cannot take the answer. What he did? He cursing the scholar, he cursing himself, he cursing Allah astaghfirullah al-azim, he cursing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib quiet. He didn't talk. He didn't argue. He didn't say nothing. And later on he goes to the pious man. And he said to him, Zalamta nafsa, wa zalamta akhi, wa zalamta Allah, wa zalamta Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are oppressor to yourself, oppressor to your brother, oppressor to Allah, oppressor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, how? Listen to what he said. He said, Laysa kulli al-ilmi yuqal, wa li kulli maqamin maqal. What it means? He said, not every knowledge to be said. And knowledge has to be said according to the audience, according to the listener. Why? You can talk in knowledge. The knowledge is 100% correct, but the person cannot handle it. You can put them in trouble. And this is what we do today. We just talk, we argue, but we do not think about what the wisdom of what we're saying, what the result. A Muslim has to be having long vision. What I said, what is the result? Any question, any concern? I know sandwich came, and when sandwich came, meaning bye-bye me, but inshallah, you can have food for the body, food for the soul, mix it together, we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That was very beneficial. If anyone has any more questions, inshallah, don't be, you know, just ask. It's really okay. Inshallah, the Sheikh can answer your
question. It's really cheap. He doesn't bite.
My life, I want to spread da'wah a lot. I want to, my whole life is based on it. I got to stabilize myself first, though, and get myself into a nice house or apartment. I'll choose an apartment, like, take a bathroom. How do I find the right woman that's going to do the same goal as me, even though, like, you know, it's just pretty much quite a lot.
Did you hear his question? He said, I want to do da'wah to Allah. I want the whole life to be for da'wah for Allah. How I find the same female or the same woman can accompany me in my mission? But he made many mistakes already. Forgive me. What is it? He said, but I want this. I want a apartment. I want this. Da'wah is Allah is unique. I will tell you a sequence. If you're not going with it, believe me, you're not going anywhere. Number one, you go to Allah. And when you go to Allah, Allah will clean you inside out. You will have nothing. Why? To rely on Allah only. Do you get it or no? Once you regard and believe Allah is the doer and the only body can to care about you is Allah, now Allah open for you. Open for you the mean, open for you the wife, give you what's called tawfiq. What is tawfiq? The ability. And tawfiq, you do not go and have a degree of tawfiq. Tawfiq from Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Tawfiq only by Allah. I want you to go to any Quran index and find out how many verse about tawakkul. 75. How many Muslims today have even 5% tawakkul? This is a big disease. By this way, you're not going to achieve, okay, doing da'wah by your mind. No. You have to do on your arab. You're going to submit your resume to Allah, up to Allah to accept. And if Allah accepts, He will get you the job. He will tell you where and when and how. You did not go to Allah and tell Him, this is what I want. Because you're not a Rabb, you are a Abd. If you do this to IBM, they will kick you out. Because any major company, they want to see your resume and how much loyalty you can be for them. And after that, what job they will do, they can train you. What about Allah? And this is what happened to the companion. He take them. He's no degree. He's no master degree. He's no doctor degree. They come from the jungle or the desert. Boom! They become the most elevated men in earth. By this way, you need to finish journey of iman first. And until you have the quality of iman and yaqeen and tawakkul and one unity and love and devotion, and you were ready to do everything for Allah, now Allah opened for you. You do not go systematically according to Western ideology. It doesn't work. Any question, any concern? MashaAllah, everybody understand. Go ahead. He said one word is so beautiful. How I balance between dunya and akhirah.